Sly of the Underworld. For Nick Theodosi Prestige Cars, with over 200 big-name luxury cars in stock, Nick Theodosi has the biggest prestige car showroom in Australia.
820 Sly.
Yes, another victim of the COVID crisis is the courts. And we've got a backlog of 140 homicide cases presently before court. Part of that's COVID, but there's been just a massive change in the way these things are done. You know, a homicide brief used to be 100 pages, 150 pages. A routine homicide, if there's such a thing, is now well over 1,000 pages. And not only do the police have to prove who did it, but who didn't do it, because once you deliver the brief, the defence will have a look and say, well, oh, I see that. Now, I've got discovery. I want all the documents, all the material relating to that one line in the 1,000-page brief, which takes homicide away from doing investigations and doing this sort of research. Now, it's ridiculous in the fact that they have a success rate, astronomical success rate, of 95% at court, a conviction rate of 95%, largely because people plead guilty. So that means that the whole episode that's gone on for years is simply a fishing expedition. Can we find a weakness? But when we can't, we do plead guilty. So what do we do about that? Well, of course, there is a 30% discount for pleading guilty. So we bring in a structure, whereas if you, at the scene, turn around and say, look, I lost my mind, I shouldn't have done it, but this is what I did and I'm going to fully cooperate.
So you get the 30%?
No, you get 50%.
Wow, okay.
If before committal you put your hand up, you get 30%.
Mm-hmm.
If before the trial, you get 10%. And if you roll the dice, pay your money. Don't come back after saying I didn't do it and be found guilty and say, now I want to put plea material before you, why I deserve a discount. Because I don't think anyone cares that you were frightened of Humphrey Bear when you were six, or you lost a filling, you know, when you swallowed a choo-choo bar when you were 10. Cop it, because you've done it. Now,
Speaking of which, zero cases today, folks.
Oh. Well, people would be probably upset to see someone get a 50% discount
on the steps of the court
for murder. However, here's the rub. We bring back the top end of the sentence is mandatory, life. So you can get life with a minimum of 20, life with a minimum of 10. But this gives the prisons great control, because if you arc up there, you get detention, like school.
Hmm.
You actually have to, when you turn up at the parole board, after you've completed your minimum sentence, which might be 10 years, you have to be able to establish that you've been a good prisoner, that you've done the courses, that you are no longer a threat to the community. So we give the courts and the parole system great flexibility.
Why don't they put him in charge?
He needs to be.
He should be in charge.
Come on.
Well, it appears we're in furious agreement.
We need to have a chat to Swing Street.
Yeah, stay with us, Sly. Zero cases, folks, today, acquired locally. Big test results, too, 28,000, which
good.
Is pleasing. And 17,000 vaccines delivered, and we are within the shadows of the post of a million vaccinations. It is 23 after 8.
Yeah, another thing about COVID is people are leaving Melbourne to move regionally, and the trendsetters in that regard was outlaw motorbike gangs who decided that they wanted a work-life balance change and headed off into
It's a crime-life balance, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, well, some of them work from home, such as in Thailand, Colombia and Turkey. but they've moved into the regions, kicked a lot of the local drug dealers out. The reason for that is to get away from the Eco Task Force, and they're on major transport hubs. You know, the former Army sniper Josh Forkhead was one of those, a common chero, went to Mildura and kicked everybody out. Very, very frightening bloke, I think known as the White Devil. He had tattooed on his eyelids, game over. And if someone looked at me like that, I'd have something tattooed on my eyelids, which would be toilet, please. And so they've done that. And that's why that Echo Elite Secret Summit was that you poo-pooed as nonsense. You know, let them eat cake. So Echo Task Force met, and that was one of the reasons they brought all the regional people in to say, we need you to be our eyes and ears. We need the intelligence gathered, known as the three S's, security, surveillance and sources, or alternatively, the three S's, Sly's Secret Summit.
Thank you very much, Sly, you idiot.